Focus on today's message as we come alive in the rest of 25. And today's message is in the midnight hour. And I want to ask you guys, as we talk about the midnight hour, sometimes that midnight hour is the darkest time in our life. It's dark. We go out at midnight. And sometimes, you know, we live at the end of a dead end and we look out. And sometimes it is so bright with that moon and the stars up above, and you can see everything. And other times I've gone out that back door, taken two steps, maybe only one, said, "Ooh, that's a little scary out there. It's pitch black." And I go out and get a couple flashlights, and I'm looking around, and it's so black. And the midnight hour for some is our darkest and deepest times of trouble. Situations that we don't know how to deal with, we don't know how to face, we don't know how to talk about. But it's also a time when God shows up in a powerful and mighty way. And this happens through prayer and praise and worship at the midnight hour. I know some of you are facing battles today, and you're facing situations today. And you're thinking, "God, I don't know what I'm going to do." And I preached a couple months ago, actually about 3 months ago, I preached a message and said, "Praise before the battle. I'm getting ready to go into battle. Let me praise your name." And we've got to wake up and praise him in the morning. "God, I may face a battle today, but I'm going to praise you this morning." And then about 6 weeks ago, I preached a message talking about, "What's your turning point?" And I talked about David and when he finally turned around and, "Show me this guy that's done these things. Man, I will take care of him." Remember Nathan said, "David, it's you. You are the man I'm talking about that has done these things." And it was David's turning point. And then a month ago, I preached a message about preparing for the bridegroom. As we prepare to celebrate Thanksgiving this week, you know, I want us to just slow down. Slow down. Will you join with me as we pray over this upcoming week and over our message today? Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for the breath that is in us today. And we give thanks to you for all that we have. But in the midst of the things that we have, would we be reminded of those that have so little? May we celebrate those that are home, those that have come home, and honor those that have been called home. May we be reminded of David, the psalmist. Lord, when he said, "At midnight, I will rise to give thanks to you." May we have our time at midnight to praise you as well. We give all praise, honor, and glory to you. In Jesus' name, amen. I love David when he said, in Psalm 119, "At midnight I will rise to give thanks to you." God, I'm sleeping, but at the midnight hour I'm going to wake up. And I'm going to get up and I'm going to do something. And that something is praise you. And he said, "I'm going to take time out to do these things and to honor you, God." Would you turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 25? And as we do this, let's just prepare ourselves. "This is the day which the Lord has made. We will..." Thank you, Vern. It was pretty lackluster. Can we try it again? Let's just pretend like this is the first time. And as we prepare, this is the day which the Lord has made. We will
rejoice.
Vern, how'd we do? Okay. We did better. I like that. As about anything in life, there's always room for improvement, right? All right. Just remember that. This is the day which the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. As a matter of fact, look at your neighbor and say loudly, rejoice. Oh, that was better. Okay, I love that. I'll leave it alone. All right, Matthew chapter 25, verse 1 through 13, and we discussed this not long ago. It says, "And the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish." 50-50 split, church. Half were wise, half were foolish. "Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and they all slept." Keep in mind as we stop here for just a minute. While the bridegroom was delayed. Sometimes there's delays in plans. And we have to be open to that. And we have to accept it and understand that. But we have to be prepared if that delay comes. Verse 6, "And at midnight a cry was heard. Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, 'Give me some of your oil, for our lamps are going out.' But the wise answered and said, 'No, lest there should not be enough for us and you. But go rather to those who sell and buy for yourselves.' And while they went out to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding. And the door was shut." Ooh, that woke some up also. The door was shut. "Afterward, the other virgins came also saying, 'Lord, Lord, open to us.' But he answered and said, 'Assuredly, I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming.'" Now the midnight hour came for these 10. We got a 50-50 split. It was a turning point for some. The wise were ready. The foolish were not. At the midnight hour, one situation was good, one was not. Exodus, I believe, is the 12th chapter, talks about the 10th plague. One situation was good, one was bad. Judgment for the wicked, deliverance for the faithful. At the midnight hour, when that plague came, some suffered and some had deliverance. And some were freed. Now turn over to Acts chapter 16. And we studied this a couple weeks ago on Wednesday nights. By the way, we're studying the book of Acts. We're almost through. We've got 2 more chapters. We will not be meeting this Wednesday, by the way. The Wednesday before Thanksgiving, we will not be meeting up at church. But we will be meeting up here, decorating and doing some things like that. So if you want to join us, come up here. We'll be playing some music, having some food. Come up here Wednesday evening, right, Josh? Wednesday evening, mostly the youth group, but some adults will be here to supervise and to, I'm sure, reach the tallest point on the tree, those type of things. So if you want to help us, please come help us. The more help we have, the quicker it goes and the better it is and the funner it is. Anyway, no Wednesday night Bible study this coming week. Acts chapter 16, verse 25 through 34. And I love this. I always kind of, pictured Eric and I in this scenario, but prayed it wasn't ever us that are getting beat in jail somewhere. But I did think about it when we went to Guatemala together a couple times. I thought, okay, I've just got to remember what to do if we're thrown in jail. But at midnight, chapter 16, verse 25. "But at midnight, Paul and Silas, they were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them." Okay, so they're up at the midnight hour. And they're praying, singing hymns to God. Yeah, the prisoners are listening. They have an audience. Suddenly there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's chains were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awaking from sleep, seeing the prison doors open, supposing the prisoners had all fled, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, but Paul called out to him with a loud voice, saying, "Do yourself no harm, for we are all here." Then he called for a light, and he ran in, and he fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. And he brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" So they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household." Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in his house. And he took them in the same hour of the night and washed their stripes. And immediately he and all his family were baptized. Now when he had brought them into his house, he set food before them and he rejoiced, having believed in God with all his household. In the midnight hour, they're praying. Some of us may be facing things and we may need to wake up at the midnight hour and get down on our knees and pray. Maybe when we worship and when we sing, we need to do it differently and do it in a manner that is to God, just as they were singing hymns to God. Because other people are watching and listening. By the way, all our little ones, they watch and listen to what we do. And they listen to what we say. It's important because we always have an audience whether we know it or not. Well, no one else was around. You've got an audience and God says, "Ooh, I've got the theater all to myself." And he's watching. You know, we have some limbs and stumps and whatever we were burning yesterday. And Sydney and I went out there and we're tending to that little fire. And it's kind of funny. I laid on the ground and said, "Man, this is peaceful." Okay, I fell asleep for a while, sleeping on the ground next to the fire, watching it. But when I woke up, she said, "Boy, I felt your head drop." I was laying in her lap. She said, "I felt your head drop and peace come about you because all of a sudden the head just got heavy." I said, "Yeah, I fell asleep." And it was peaceful. And I woke up, she said, "Just look at that fire. Look right in the middle of that." And I said, "Man, that's the refining time." And I thought about the message you did a while back. And I thought, here was this big area that we had that had all these limbs in it. But now we're down to this. And I said, all that stuff was our life. And then it goes through the fire, all our works go through the fire. And in the end, all this came down to this. Those comments we said, those things we did, burn up. Those were the first and quickest things to burn up. But in the midst of that, came down to it, said, this is what matters. This is what matters. So we always have an audience, and God's always watching. And he says, are these things pleasing to me or not? And you know the answer. Almost always, you know the answer. So as the prison doors are broken open at the earthquake, the midnight hour, you think they're in prison. They've been beaten. But at the midnight hour, they're praising God. They're praying to him. They're singing to him. They're getting past their situation. It says when the jailer when he said, "Believe in the Lord and you will be saved, you and your household." And it said he took him into the house and washed them where they had been beaten. I thought, man, they washed their stripes. These were people in charge of beating him or having people beat them and keeping them in that prison. And they saved him from the sword. And then they told him how to save him from the enemy. And immediately all he and his family were baptized. And I thought, he's praising before the battle. The scripture we read before says, be ready for the return of the bridegroom. It could be delayed, but we still have to be ready. We have to be the wise people there. And we have to have the oil for our lamps. And I say, oh, let me borrow some. Church, we have to, I say this all the time, we have to pray for our own situations. There's nothing wrong with asking Jan and the prayer team and Pastor Eric and myself to pray for you. There's nothing wrong with that. Please understand what I'm saying. But at the same time, if you're not praying for that situation, you're missing out. You're missing out on God hearing from you what it is you desire of Him. And you miss out on that one-on-one communication. The jailer here had an option. And I said a couple weeks ago also, I heard on the radio, you're in one of two fields, the battlefield or the harvest field. But we have to be ready for both. Do we not? We have to be ready for the battlefield. Well, I just want the harvest. All the people coming. Oh, Lord, there's something going on. I don't know how to get in the battlefield and pray against this. Or pray for this. Or pray over this. We have to be prepared for both fields. I'm just praying that the enemy goes away. And I'm praying all this stuff. But I don't know what to do with the harvest. Participate. Partake in the harvest. We have to be ready for both fields. Now, the midnight hour, some of you may need to wake up and go before God and praise Him. And I love that. We can get up. We can give thanks to Him just like David did. At midnight, I will get up and I will praise you. Like Paul and Silas. We may need to get up at midnight and pray to you and sing praises to you and hymns to you. Now, some of you, I know many of us have some pretty sore knees and knees that are no good, but hear me out. Some of us need to get on our sore knees and our tired knees and do some powerful praying and some powerful fighting for deliverance, for peace, for victory, for breakthroughs, for spiritual intervention. Man, at midnight, God, will you show up unexpectedly and intervene in this situation? We may need to wake up just to see Him at work. Whatever it is, I'm reminded of, again, a message several months ago. And I talked about when Jesus was in the boat and the disciples are getting all tossed about. They're all worried. And what did Jesus holler out when He stood up? Peace. We may need to wake up at the midnight hour and just holler out, peace! Ah, thank you, Lord. I can go back to sleep. We just need to call peace in our life. There's several references in the Bible. I could go on and on about God showing up at midnight. Things happening at the midnight hour. For some, it was a dark time. For some, it was a time of freedom. For some, it was just another time of praising Him. In jail, after being beaten. Oh, we're just going to sit here and praise Jesus. That's what they did. That's what they knew to do. And these are the things that we should pay attention to and say, hey, maybe they had something here. Maybe I could do that. 8:30 the other night. I was racked out. I was done. I just fell asleep hard. Sitting on the sofa. Talking to Cindy. Maybe I need to set an alarm and just say, let me wake up at the midnight hour. I thought, Eric, we should do a prayer night at midnight. Woo! And watch the two of us be here. But I'm telling you, at the midnight hour is when things happen. It's when things happen for the body of believers. For some of us, we need to get up at the midnight hour and talk to God. And come face to face with what we need and what's going on. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You so much for the things that we see and read about that happen at the midnight hour. God, we know that You do a mighty and amazing work when we're struggling in the middle of the night. Sometimes at our darkest times. But God, You're at work then. God, You're doing a work in us. You're doing a work in the enemy. God, as we prepare to celebrate Thanksgiving, again, may we be reminded of everything that we have that comes from You. May we be reminded of those that have little to nothing. May we be reminded of those that are alone through loss or other reasons. Help remind us of those that are separated by miles. Those that are separated by differences. And those that are separated through death. But in the midst, may we find opportunity to give thanks. An opportunity to praise You. God, help draw us to the midnight hour in our life. God, we ask these things in Your Son's name.